Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. We are going to study from the Shvat Emet on Sukkot. First, Shnas Tov Resh Mem Zayin. Tov Resh Mem Zayin, and then we'll make our way back to Tov Resh Mem Hei. So it's on page 148. On page 148, Shnas Tov Resh Mem Zayin. First, he quotes from the Torah, the Man Yehudi, the Rosh Hashem, Kibusukos, the Shafi, the Bnei Yisrael, the Hosi, the Yotze, the Medes, the Mitzrayim, and the Hashem. So he quotes the famous Gemara, the Shafi. What are we exactly celebrating? Is this because of the Anani HaKavod? That's what it means when it says Kibusukos, the Shafi, the Bnei Yisrael, or Sukkos Mamish, actual huts. And there was also, in the first stop, the first place, where we were when we left Mitzrayim, we left Ramses, Ramses, Vayachadu B'sukos. So, which is it? So, it's a machlokes. Yeshayimrim Sukkos Mamash. Yeshayimrim Anani Hakar. Very, very different. And at first glance, we look at it and we say, two completely different reasons. One, involving what we were doing and what we were compelled to do because we had otherwise no shelter. And the other, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking care of us completely. And he's sheltering us and protecting us, no less than with his own holy presence, the Anani HaKavod, which, of course, the Anani HaKavod means the presence of the Shekhinah. Says the Sfas Emes, wondrously, it's all the same. Meaning, U'bavadai HaKol Emes. It's all true. Ki inyan Sukkos Mamish Hu, the idea of Sukkos Mamish is, Mashazochu Bnei Yisrael liyos nimshach achar Hashem Yisrael. If he's taking us, aren't we lucky? No matter under what circumstances, if we are able to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come, is that not the greatest privilege that any created being could imagine? That Hashem Yisrael says, come, and makes it possible for us to come, to follow him. That we should be drawn to him, that he wants us, and that we're able to, quote unquote, follow him. Lachteich acharai b'midbar. Because what started there, where we left Ramses, we're leaving Mitzrayim, and we come to a place called Sukkos. What does that mean? It means we are beginning to no longer be dependent upon anyone or anything else. Whether or not there are actual Sukkos or whether there's an Anani HaKavod, but the point is, now we are not subject to what any other host will or will not provide. We are now being drawn to and following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yotzu mehanhogas hateva. We are no longer having to depend upon, quote, unquote, natural circumstances and the way the world runs. Everybody says, well, that's how the world is. That's how the world runs. It's natural. It's the way of things. It's derech eretz. No. We are now beginning a completely different kind of existence. And so it remains to this day. And so the Pasuk says, and he quotes from the Medrash, on the Pasuk in Parshas Peshalach, V'loi nachom elokim derech eretz plishtim. And it's not just derech eretz plishtim. Says the Medrash, V'loi nachom elokim derech eretz. The way of the world and the way of how things and people and biology and sociology and the way anything and everything runs, that's for the rest of the world, not for Am Yisrael. And then he continues and he says, "Ukifi masha zochim lehi badel min hateva." To the extent that we separate ourselves and feel and understand that we're not dependent upon what the natural order seems to be. Kimo ken zochim. To that extent, commensurate with how much we leave that idea behind, that's what it means to be, and to be worthy of, shelter under the Anani HaKavod, the heavenly clouds. So, says the Sfas Emes, the point of either of the understandings here is that we were in a place called Sukkos where we began to no longer be subject to what Mitzrayim or Paro or anyone else or any force, even a natural force, would have us be subject to. We are no longer going to be neither victim nor gaining from that which is naturally occurring around us. Nothing will occur naturally around us but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordained. To the extent that we realize that, to the extent that we understand that, we will then be worthy of and merit the Anani HaKavod. So, what he is saying basically is, even if we were in Sukkos Mamish, a place called Sukkos, inside huts, inside, you know, temporary shelter, we left whatever homes we had in the tribe. The mindset was, I'm following Hashem to whatever extent. I need not, should not worry about anything that's happening, but trust in Hashem. To that extent, the Anani HaKavod are going to spread above us, above me, and take care of us and protect us.
Deserve it.
Okay. If we deserve it. Now what, and how do we deserve it? So the point is, we did eventually, and then it came back. And then it came back, and then we gained it back, Baruch Hashem. But what is it that we have to do to deserve it? To deserve the Anani HaKavod, we have to say, I'm not concerned. I'm not worried. I'm not dependent upon what house I can build, how big it's going to be, how comfortable can I make it, how much shelter will I have. I'm dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Worry not. To the extent that we are able to do that, the Anani HaKavod shelter. To the extent that we struggle for and think we have to struggle for our own shelter, we won't have the Anani HaKavod. The more we say, it's good, I'm here, my sukkah, my little rickety. Remember, they came from, some of them lived in very sturdy, maybe even in homes that were palatial homes owned by the Egyptians. And now they're in sukkah, in huts, very, very shabby and obviously very temporary residents. They're not staying there very long. They didn't stay in sukkah as much, more than a day. So what is it that they have to have in mind? They have to say, it's good. Wherever Hashem is putting me, and however He's sheltering me, it's Hashem sheltering me. So it's wonderful. To the extent that we're able to say it's good, and I'm sheltered as I am, where I am, how I am, to that extent, the Anani HaKavod come. The Anani HaKavod are not, so to speak, granted for free. They come because we believe and understand Hashem is sheltering us, then He shelters us.
The Anani HaKavod doesn't have to be physical. Did the B'nai Israel take their camping gear with them, or did Hashem provide? Because you said maybe the Anakavod or maybe
Hashem. They took very little with them.
That's what I'm asking. But if they didn't have shelter given by Hashem, they wouldn't be.
So then that's why they made Sukkos. They took a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, I mean, like I used to see Sukkos. You know, I got an old door. I used to watch how everybody's Sukkah was made of panels. That they got, you know, paneling that they didn't use, and they made and framed it, and then they changed that door, this door, the other door, and they put the doors together, one next to the other, and they had a sukkah. That's what they did in Sukkos, in our first stop in the Midbar in Sukkos. We did whatever we could do to provide some kind of shelter. But the more, and to the extent that we said, wherever Hashem puts us, however we are, we're good. We trust in Hashem. As we did that, then the Anani HaKavod.
And I'm understanding that the Anani HaKavod is not necessarily a physical cloud. It's a mindset of relying on Hashem. It's not necessarily
It is. The Anani HaKavod is an actual protective state. There was something. We don't know what it was.
It's a protective state.
It shielded us from prison, for instance. It shielded us from the harshness of the climate of the desert and the sun. It did shield us from sun. What it looks like, we don't believe that it was a cloud the way you and I look at clouds, but it was some kind of a protective shield.
Or we could mean that we can cope with 50 degrees centigrade, whatever.
The mashmos of Chazal is that the Anani HaKavod, you know, when the Torah says that there was an Anan, and then at night there was actually a source of light, Amud Esh. So again, does an Amud Esh mean a pillar of fire, or does it mean some special heavenly provision? It's a heavenly provision, but it caused us actual comfort. That's what you mean. Is was it something that actually brought about physically a level of comfort and security? Yes. And it's interesting, just as an aside, that you know, in the Talmud Bavli, it's Rabbi Eliezer who says Anani HaKavod. And Rabbi Kiva says Sukkos Mamash. And in Medrash Yalkut, it's reversed. In Medrash Yalkut, it's exactly Lehefech.
Which is
Matim, with what the Sfas Emes is saying. That the point is, ultimately, that because of the trust we have, whether it's while we are in a rickety shelter or where we are immediately graced by an aniyah cover, because of that trust in Hashem, that those aniyah covered manifest, that they come. Let's continue. Vaharemes is a fascinating thing. We're talking about anani hakavod. What does Chazal tell us about kavod? About aner, about human kavod. Chazal tell us, habareach min hakavod, hakavod rodef acharo. Right? Somebody runs away from kavod, he's going to be very mechubad. Kavod is going to pursue him. He's going to have a lot of kavod. So this is a remes to what's happening. If you run after, if you think, I want anani hakavod, you're not going to get it. But if you say, I trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever will happen, I'm running, I don't know, I'm not asking, I'm not demanding, whatever you give me, my simple shelter is good enough, I'm following you, Hashem.
Oh.
Then he gets anani hakavod. He says, my mechazal, haraydif achar hakavod, the kavod runs away. Whereas if you raydif min hakavod, then the kavod is raydif achar,
it's a
remez.
Talking about normal
kavod,
which we read now.
Yeah,
because
that's how somebody runs.
You learn from kavod, getting little education.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Only if you let it. If you don't know how to handle it. Yeah, it's like winning the lottery.
It's better when you totally ignore. Yeah.
But then, no, it depends. That's for you and I. But for the people who deserve it, on the contrary, the kavod comes and it has no ill effects on them. They know they have no ill effects. Okay. Ubechinas asuka. Now, the second part of this is, Bechinas Asuka Shehu Remez L'dor HaMidbar. He says the idea of us becoming Am Yisrael, following Hashem, the way we did, L'chteich Acharei B'Midbar Lo Zerua, who did that? We are walking in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. L'chlechol. Leave where you're from, leave where you are, leave your background, leave your family, leave all of that which you were once, and you're going to follow me. Elaris Asher Areka. Bechinas Asuka. What we're doing when we go into the sukkah and Yom Tov is, what they did in the Midbar was, like the Indian of the mitzvah Rishayna commanded to Avraham Avinu. Because when we follow the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we were just like Avraham Avinu. Following him, it's our first mitzvah, come, go into sukkahs. Come, make sukkah, be in sukkah. I'll take care of you. Ela Oret Hashem Areka says, the Sassam is Sha'al Yedei She'azav Arzayu Maladetai. It's because he trusted in us. And because he left everything that otherwise was his comfort and what he's used to. He left it all behind. Zdocha liraos masha eino yochal liraos b'derech. Avraham Avinu was able to see. That's why it says, Elorot Hashem Areka. If you follow me, you'll see Kedusha, you'll see holiness, you'll see a future, you'll see everything that I'm going to be'ez kol ha'gadol. Be'ez kol ha'gadol. If you follow me, that's what Hashem Yisroch was saying to us when we left Mitzrayim. If you follow me, you'll become a great nation. And you'll see. Says the Sfasemet, what did we see? We saw HaKadosh Baruch himself at Harsina. V'chein kasem the Sfarim. And so, we have the great and holy Sfarim, the teacher, that's what the word Sukkah means. The first one to say it originally was the Rebbeinu Bachya. It's Perish HaLotera in Dvarim. Tez Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. That Sukkah is from the Lashon Sokar, to see prophetically, as in Yiska. Who is Yiska? Sarimena. Why was Sarimena called Yiska? Because she had this great power in the Ruah, sometimes greater than that of Avraham Avinu, so she was called Yiska, right? Because that's the idea of having higher ability to see and to discern holiness, Nevuah, prophetically. Ki Sukkah hi melashon Soicha, Beruah HaKadosh. Hainu. Adidation of Dolim Hateva. If we leave naturally dependent ideas behind, naturally dependent ideas, you know, I depend on this, I need that, and if I get it, then I'll be okay. If we leave that behind, Adidation of Dolim Hateva, Kinyan, say, Midiras Keva. That's what it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that in the words of the Gemara. Leave your Midiras Keva. Leave what you believe is your shelter, leave your seemingly beautiful, comfortable home that you and your wealth behind, because that's not going to keep you in good stead. I'm going to keep you. If you do that, you go to Jesus, Arai. Meaning, Sha'olam Hazeh Levnei Yisrael Hu Arai. What's the big message of Sukkot? That Olam Hazeh is temporary. Where we're headed is to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'olam Hazeh, it's not Keva for Jewish people. Even now, where are we really now? Where all of us come from neshamas. Where is our neshama? Ikadirasim who? The mala. The ikadira, the real main substance of who we all are. There's only a little bit of it reflected in our neshamas, as you know, your neshama and see, feel neshamas here. But really our neshamas come from, and are rooted, b'shirasham, in a very, very high holy place. And elsewhere, the Sfasemis in Tafresh Nun Beit, he says that the Ushpizen come to be with us on Sukkot, uniquely, because the Ushpizen, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, they're not about this world. What does Avraham Avinu say? What did Avraham Avinu say? How did he characterize himself? Ger, the slaves of Noach, I'm a ger. If you look at all these reasons, you'll find they were all displaced and wandering, and their own hazeh was of a temporary, ephemeral nature. Avraham says he's a ger. Yitzchak also picked up. The Rav, and he has to go to Eretz Plishtim. And then in Eretz Plishtim, he's driven from here to there to Yaakov, to first to Oven, then into Mitzrayim. Moshe, driven out, runs for his life to Midian. Aaron is told, Moshe's coming, leave Mitzrayim, go out to greet him. Yosef, for sure, right? Or, abandoned by his family, forced to, sold into exile, and into slavery, and so on. David. Running. He spent most of his early career as a melech, running for his life, literally running for his very life. His son from Shaul, right?
I was just thinking, Rav said that Yitzchak is meant to show that we're simply temporary here. But at the same time, people, and it's encouraged, isn't it? Like in England, I remember people used to set up a whole seating, heating system in their sukkah, and people here have air conditioning.
Okay.
Because I think they're both
supposed to be your own. Supposed to be comfortable.
Right, but then it's meant to be temporary. Very
comfortable.
It should be comfortable, and it should be reminding us and guiding us to understand that in this world we are just passing through. This is Dirus Ara. And the Ushpizen, the klal is when somebody does something that is like what the Avos have done and would have us do, they come and join us. When someone is doing as Avraham did, so then the kayak of Avraham and the trail blazed by Avraham that we are following has Avraham shepherd us through. So all of the Ushpizen come to us specifically on Sukkot because we, like them, are looking at our Olam Hazeh as something temporary. We're Halach Nidai, we're not here. This is not our permanent place. The others, Hem Hamarkava. Why? Because their place is the holy, holy Elyonim. Sukkot, we have an opportunity to be in the Elyonim and to have literally that position with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in His place, rather than in this world, a little bit of that world. And so, if we're willing to be that way, David, like they were, the Avos join us. That's the sense of Ushpizim, says the Sfasemis. In Tafesh Nun Beis. B'yamim Eilu Yecholin B'nei Yisrael L'tzeis Min HaTev. We're able to leave Teva behind entirely. And see Ba'al Yedeze Yecholin Nirois and see Or HaTzof. A person can rise up on Sukkot and sense such a trusting and such a real presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the likes of which we might not be able to feel any other time of the year, but we're in the Sukkah and we're able to feel that we are in the Tzilhug Lemanus. On the other side of the page, on page 142, from Shnas Tafresh Mem Hei, he says explicitly, using the word Bitachon, Mitzvah HaSukkah, on the right hand side, second paragraph, Mitzvah HaSukkah Humidas HaBitachon Vashem Yisparah. Even if they were in Sukkot Mamish, but they were in Sukkot Mamish with Bitachon, that brought the Ananiya Kam. Kamashi Katsu Rabbi Sein Uzal. It's the Chag HaAsif. So you have, wow, a bounty. Look at what the farmer has brought in. He's got, wow, can I, Baruch Hashem, look at the bounty. We have enough food laid away for this coming winter. I'm so happy. No, that's not why to be happy. He turns it around. He says, we're happy not because we have so much for the year to come. We're happy because we have a country. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ein simcha ki simchas habotech b'Hashem be'emes. K'moy shemevayer b'sefer chodesh halvos. In the chodesh halvos, in the hakdama to shar b'tachon, the hakdama to b'tachon, he says, I'll quote, he says as follows, ha'ein hachomeles livno b'rechitzaso v'chitulo, like a mother who washes and diapers a little baby, and the baby is not comfortable. Al karko, it's against the baby's will. But tell me, won't the baby one day realize, oh, that was exactly what I needed. Mama was just taking good care of me. As David Melech says in Kuflam and Aleph in Tehillim, Nafshi kigmul ale imay. Because Baruch is taking care of me like the gmul, like the kindness of Mama taking care of me. Kigmul alay nafsh. Kigmul alay nafsh. Says the Chaim Salvador. Is that not a reason? Is that not the ultimate reason to be happy? This person, no matter what's happening in life, says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, it's for the best. I, in my bitachon, know it's for the best. I have bitachon, it's for the best. So, then I'm like that little baby being pampered and diapered where, you know, sometimes it's quite uncomfortable. The baby's crying. I know. It's that simcha. Zman simchaseinu. Therefore, it's not just, yeah, we have a harvest and it's so good, we have everything we need for the year to come. No, mehefes. Because I trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be it that I have a huge bounty or not, now I have simcha. I have simcha because I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu to trust in. That's why the tefillos and hashanas are this time of year. Because it's a time of strength in bitachon. And with that bitachon comes simcha in who we have to trust in. Simcha that we have Hashem to trust in. Leza. This is the time to say and to strengthen the understanding that reality is we are in a good way because we have Kadosh Baruch Hu. He is on our side. He's watching over us. That's why I'll be okay. Not because of what I have stored up in my house. That's why I go into the sukkah. To show, you know, I'm going to be okay. Not because I've got a beautiful place that I have. Bank account, I have a this, I have a job, I have whatever, I have savings. No, I'm okay because I have a good father. Who can make the cost of Bitchuvai B'choleis? Shivchu Lefanav Lebavchem. The Melech cries out, have a talking in Hashem B'choleis. Better times, the good times, the better times. The people, all Shivchu Lefanav Lebavchem. Pour out your hearts. Next thing he segues into Nisuch Hamayim. That we pour out water and celebrate the fact that we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu to whom to pour out our hearts. A remez in Nisuch HaMayim. Nisuch HaMayim is a remez to Shivchi Tamayim Libeich Noichach Pnei. So of course it's an offering because what are we saying with Nisuch HaMayim? Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayim says that on Chag, on Shmini Atzeres, Nidoinu Alamayim. That's the day of judgment for how much rain. Will there be enough water? So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in advance and recognize His giving us what we need in Parnasa by pouring water. That's the pshat. Add the Sfas Emes. But by davening, we're also pouring out ourselves. Shifchi Kamayim, pouring out ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then finally, because it's almost marathon. Finally, in the next paragraph, or excuse me, in the next column, he says, "V'zehag hubrocha al kol yimei hashana." Having this Yom Tov prepares us. If we do this Yom Tov right with bitachon, then we'll have next year. It's not only that we celebrate what we had and what we're laying in for the winter ahead from last year, from the harvest, from the past, but rather if we have bitachon in Hashem now, then we'll have next year. Chag Asif, it's called. K'moshe ba'olam hazeh, ata hazman l'hachin parnosa al kol hashana. Kein, birchat Hashem ata. Now we'll gain the blessings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol hashana for the year ahead. L'habaitchim, for us who will have bitachon. V'hu k'moy chinuch b'tchilas hashana. It's like chinuch. It's training ourselves. We're about to start a new year. New year in Hashem with good things and efforts, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hopefully bless us with success. First, have bitachon. The lesson of Sukkot is have bitachon. That's our chinuch for how to move forward with bitachon. And then the bracha of Yitzchak will come in the future as it has been in the past. even more so, exactly Tachan, we'll have even more blessing in the future. So we step out into the Sukkah to say thank you, but we say it with B'tachan, and with that B'tachan comes the blessings for the year ahead.